Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
Let's get into the word of the Lord, according to your word, according to your word. So we're not going to read all of these scriptures. So if you can, in your time, Luke 1:5-25, talking about Zacharias. And then if you can read Luke 1:26-38, and we'll touch on some of those scriptures as dealing with Mary. So a few things that I want to try to do in this message here is, of course, let it be according to your word is Mary speaking that back according to Gabriel, the angel that spoke. But two things that I want to try to do is tie in this story with Zacharias, who is the father of John the Baptist, and then Mary, who is the mother of Jesus, and see how they both handled the angel coming to them, both of these different stories, of course, being connected. So I'm going to give you the end from the beginning. So some things in our life will be an answer to prayer. So God will move in our life in some spaces and places in an answer to prayer. And we're going to see that in looking at Zacharias. But other things will be because God has found favor with us. And of course, that's Mary, right? But both of it is motivated by his love for us. And so as we walk through this, I'll just ask if you can kind of think about some things in your life, prayer requests that you may have up for God, different things that you're believing God for. And we'll look at that as we're looking at Zacharias. But what I will also challenge us to do is to move into these areas where God says, I want to do something through you. Just based on the fact that I have found favor with you, you, I'm going to say this and I'm really speaking this over everyone, you are blessed of God. Do you believe that? Amen. You, I'm going to say this, you are highly favored of God. Do you believe that? Amen. Amen. Sometimes we depend upon our prayers more than we do the favor of God. And sometimes we believe that our prayers will be answered based upon some goodness of our own. And so we're going to see like both of these different situations in here where it's looking at, hey, I'm lifting this up as a prayer to you, God, or I wasn't even talking about Mary, thinking about being the mother of no one. And here you are, Lord, assigning me for this amazing thing here. All right, so we'll start with John's birth. So I'm going to just walk through the scripture so you can see almost the full context, and then we'll get into some areas. So John's birth announced to Zacharias. So there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, and then, of course, some translations, Zachariah, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God. So they were doing is the best that they could before the Lord, walking in the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child. That could be like a whole sermon right there. I'm doing what it is, God, that you are calling me to do, but there's still something lacking in my life. Because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while Zacharias was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, which means that it fell to his lot, his family's division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Zacharias, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias, when he saw the angel, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Verse 13, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. See if I can get some congregation participation today. You don't have to holler it out like the kids. But how excited would you be when you realize that Elizabeth, your wife, right, husband's in here, your wife could not have children, and an angel, Gabriel, comes and speaks to you and say, you know what? I know that you guys you've been praying, and your prayers are answered. And not only is it answered, but your wife is going to have a son. And not only is she going to have the son, I'm going to tell you the name of the son, and his name is going to be John. How many of you guys are like, woo! Baby shower time, excited. All right. So it's an answer to prayer. How many people believe God answers prayer? Amen. But we don't stop there. Listen to the rest of it. The angel continues to speak and he says, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him, go before God in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So imagine God saying, you know what? The thing that you've been praying for, God heard it. He's answering it. And I'm going to give you a identification to it. In this case, his name is going to be John. Wait, stop. Before you prepare the baby shower, I want to tell you a little bit more about who this child is going to be. Can I say this? Every answer prayer has something else that's connected to it. God is not just answering our prayers just for us. If he is opening up a door, it is connected to something else. If he is healing your body, it is connected to something else. If he is delivering or providing, whatever it is connected to something else. And so this family is not just having this little boy whose name is John, but God is literally saying there is an assignment that is attached to this answered prayer. So what if the reason for the delay in this answered prayer is to prepare us for everything that's going to come afterward? God, I pray that you will give me that promotion, or for if you're here and you're not married, Lord, I pray that you will bless me with a spouse. You're like, you don't have no idea everything that's going to be connected to that marriage. And so the reason why you have been barren, unable to produce, and you've been praying and praying and praying, is because when this child comes forward, everything that God just shared is going to be attached to it, and you need to be ready for it. Can I say that again? There's something maybe that you have been praying and asking God for, praying and praying and praying. And today God may be saying to you, hey, I want to encourage you. I hear your prayer. I'm not deaf to it. But this season of barrenness that you're in, the season of not being able to produce what it is that you know you should be able to produce, maybe God is saying, I'm waiting for an appointed time. And one of the scriptures, and it talks about what Mary says, when the fullness of time had come, she gave birth to Jesus. And so what if whatever it is that you've been praying and asking God for is not God saying it ain't going to happen, but he's waiting for an appointed time. And this time is not based upon our calendar. It is based upon God's time. Amen? But there are, or listen to this, but there are certain things that God may be putting in place so that when you bring forth, this baby can do what it needs to do. What's your baby? What is your John? that God is saying, this thing, when it comes forth, it's going to cause this to happen and this to happen and this to happen and this to happen and this to happen. And you're saying, God, all I want is a baby. Like, I didn't sign up for all of this. But the answer to the prayer is not just for us. It's connected to God's kingdom. Amen. And so you say, God, you know, all I want, all this is just a prayer. And look at this long list of what the angel is saying. So the angel comes to Zacharias and saying, listen, number one, your prayer has been heard. That would have been enough right there to start putting it on Facebook. God heard my prayer. Okay, wait. What else? What else? Oh, my wife is going to bear a son. What else? What else? Oh, my wife. Guess what? The baby's name, the angel told me the baby's name is going to be John. That is enough to get you at least 25 likes on Facebook. But then the angel continues on and says, because of this, listen to this, because of this, you will have joy and gladness. Is the joy and gladness because you got what you were praying for? Or is it a sign and attached to everything else that the angel is about to say? What if I'm just happy because God just answered my prayer? What if I'm just happy because God gave me the job I was looking for, but I'm not seeing that this job is connected to this and this and this and this and this? And sometimes we throw parties over, for my military people, you know what I'm talking about, 1776. If you're paying attention to the news, something happened. I'll let y'all search that. 1776. I got my 1776. But what is that? What is, and I know some people are putting up, what is that side to? Some people are like, ugh. But sometimes we rejoice over the immediate answer. And we don't stay there. And this is the reason why I believe God was talking to us earlier about worship. You stay in worship a little bit longer. Let me tell you something. This experience that Zacharias is having with an angel is exactly what I was talking about. It is heaven has come down to earth to deliver a message from God. So what is that? That is literally a worship experience. It's not that Zacharias is worshiping the angel, but eventually Zacharias is worshiping the message that has come down from heaven. So it is possible that at times in our moments of worship, okay, let me just back up for this a moment. The purpose of Zacharias going into the most holy place was to stand on behalf of the nation. And the reason why the people were on the outside praying was ceremonial, but they also hoping that this guy come out. Because if the high priest went in there wrong, they would have a rope tied around his waist to drag him out of there. Because the presence of the Lord was so powerful that if you went in there the wrong way, you would die. So Zacharias went into the most holy place. And this is where the angel appears to him. This is a moment of worship. This is beyond my, the people on the outside are burning the incense. That's the people that just clapped to the good song. Zacharias is literally in the presence of the Lord, hearing a message from God. It's a moment of worship. And so maybe today, God is saying that our New Year's resolution needs to be, God, I need to worship you more, because maybe God is trying to reveal something to some of us. And our little bit of clapping is not connecting us to the message that God is trying to deliver. Amen. Praise is in response to, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Worship, I may not even say any words, because I stand in awe of who you are. What do I say in your presence, God? How do I even stand in your presence? And I believe this, and it keeps coming back into my mind, that I believe God is trying to get some of us to get to the point where we stop talking so much in praise and worship and stop talking so much in prayer. We're going to see it in a moment that Zacharias had a hard time receiving what God had to say. And sometimes we have a hard time receiving what God has to say because we don't spend enough time hearing what God has to say. And so the angel says, you will have joy and gladness. And then he says, because of the birth of this son, many others will also rejoice as well. And then it goes on and says, and he will be great in the sight of the Lord. And then it goes on and saying, I'm joking with you guys when I say this, that you need to clear out your cabinets of all of the booze you got. He cannot drink neither wine nor strong drink. So that means, and you may say, hey, I wouldn't drink any alcohol while I was pregnant anyway. But even with him being in the womb, that means, Elizabeth, that wine that you like drinking every once in a while, you need to stop. It got real quiet at that moment right there. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Many of the children of Israel will turn to God, and he will go in the spirit and the power of Elijah. What if the answer to your prayer is about to shake your household? What if that? The baby that you're, listen to this, about to give birth to cannot become intoxicated. So what that means is that my life, I got to change the way that I live now because the baby that I'm giving birth to can't do that. I'm just going to fold my arms for a moment. Rock back and forth. I'm going to repeat that again because I want us to be able to see John the Baptist get ready to come forward. And we know the mighty work that he did, but I want us to see this in our life. I'm praying for something and God is about to answer my prayer, but it's not just what I think. All they wanted was a baby. That's all they wanted. And I don't know what their prayers were. God, please allow my wife to have a baby. I know that she's getting older, but God, I seem to shame because I don't have anyone to pass this inheritance down to. God, please give me a baby. And sometimes we're praying those different things. And God says, not only am I going to give you a baby, but this baby, this thing that you've been praying for is going to cause something else to happen. But listen, the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because you have to get your house in order for this baby that's getting ready to come. Can you receive that today? What is God speaking to us? And can I say this? This is not, I was in worship and God said to me that I need to have a baby. This is, I want to have a baby. So it's my desire. And God says, I'm going to take your desire, which is pure, and use it to bring forth my assignment, my kingdom. So that means that I could be praying just naturally for a new job. And God says, that's good. I'm going to use that. He says, but listen, I'm not just going to open up the door for you to get a new job. But when I open up this door, something else is going to come through it. And it's going to build up my kingdom. But today God is saying, but you got to get your house in order. There are certain things that need to be in place. So when this baby comes forth, the baby won't be tempted to drink wine. Because I got wine bottles all over the house. I know that I'm up in your kitchen right now. And I'm in your cabinets. And I'm using that as an example. But what is it that God is bringing through your life that there are certain things that this answer to prayer cannot indulge in. For John, no strong drink, not even while he was in his mother's womb. Come on, can y'all see that? I'm about to span the room. Can y'all see this? So what is it? Okay, let me get off this point. This is real good, isn't it? Somebody said, God, I told you to get rid of that mad dog. Oh, boy. Listen to this. After the angel says all of that, Zacharias said to the angel, how shall I know this? In other words, he like, how am I know this? How am I know that what you're saying is right? Listen to all the excuses. I thought it was just the right thing to do as a religious person, is to pray and believe God to open up doors and use me. Have you ever prayed this prayer? God, use me for your glory. God, use me. Today as I go to work, Lord, I pray that you will just use me. Use me to minister to someone. Use me to encourage someone. And God says, I heard your prayer. But the person that I want you to minister to or pray for is the person that you don't like. Well, Lord, how do I know this to be true? Thank you. How do I know this to be true? And God, you know, I'm not the most eloquent person and my wife, and the reason why, God, I can't do what it is that you want me to do is because my wife and my kids and my... So it's not just me. I know I asked you for this, God. This is a prayer that Zacharias have asked God for. Lord, I want a son. And now he is saying, oh, you're about to make this happen? Oh, hold on. I ain't ready. Have you ever been there? I believe that if the angel probably just said, you're going to have a son, his name going to be John, go on and have a great time. But all of the other things that was a tie to it, now Zechariah is probably like, I didn't ask for all of that. He is, if it wasn't God's plan that was going to happen anyway, Zacharias is about to stop God from doing something through him and Elizabeth. And how many of us, because we feel like we're not ready and I can't and my household not ready. Listen, if God says that you are about to have a son and the name of the son is John, and this is all of the other things, our response should be, okay. And this is where worship comes in. When it's too much for me, we go back to God and I give back to him what he has given me. Lord, help me to handle this baby the right way. But what if God answers the prayer and gives us the answer? And we'd say, thank you. Instead of, thank you. Because I'm gonna mess it up. If God is answering your prayers, commit that answer back to him. Because all we are stewards over what he has given us. What is that? Just managers over what he has given us. Listen, but if I take it, come on, y'all know about the parable of the sower. If I take the answer that God has given me and I just bury it and keep it in my house because I don't want nobody else to have the answer. And have you ever gotten a car and you don't want nobody to drive in it? Have you ever gotten a new couch and don't want nobody to sit on it? Or a rug? Sometimes the answer to our prayers, we're kind of like, I don't want nobody to know that I was just blessed. But this answer, whatever it is that God may be speaking, God may be saying, I want you to let the world know that I did this for you. You know why? Because it's not just for you. And if you think about the assignment that John the Baptist had, so many lives were impacted. Imagine if Zacharias and Elizabeth hid him and said, no. We don't want those people to taint you. So we're going to hide you, John, because you're just ours. And we're going to protect you, John, until Jesus, we would say this, until Jesus comes back. But God is saying, whatever that prayer is that I am answering in your life, it is not for you. You are just a steward over it. So stop holding on to it so tightly. Loosen up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And listen to the response of the angel to Zacharias. The angel said to him, and I can almost imagine the angel got upset. It's like, this is the first time he says his name to Zacharias. It's like, I'm going to paraphrase this. Do you know who I am? It's like, I'm Gabriel. I mean, there's angels, but I'm Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. So it's almost like Gabriel was saying, I was hanging out with God and God tapped me on the shoulder and says, look, you see that man that's in the temple, that's in the most holy place right now? Tell him this. God sent me to say this to you and you're going to reject it? So he says, but behold, you will be mute. It's almost like the angel was saying, if you keep talking like this, you're going to mess something up. So therefore, I'm going to shut your mouth and you're not going to be able to say anything until John comes forward. Because life, come on, if y'all know this, say it, and death is in the power of the what? The tongue. And it says, and those who indulge in it, life or death, shall eat the fruit of it. Sometimes, we talk too much on the negative side about what God is doing in our life. God wants me to do this, but, and the angel's like, I'm gonna cause you to be mute because you messing up. It's gonna happen anyway, but I need you to be quiet. Because you're not talking in agreement to the message that God sent. Somebody ever say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't what? Don't say nothing at all. Listen, repeat what God is saying to you. So in your time of prayer or worship, what are you hearing God say? Repeat it. But don't, I can imagine Zacharias probably would have ran out the temple and like, whew, I made it out of there. Guess what, y'all? What? An angel appeared to me. An angel, he like, yeah. But listen, that's not the big part. Guess what he told me? What'd he tell you? I'm gonna have a baby. Oh, you crazy. And people say, oh, you ain't having no babies. You know how old you are? You ain't having no kids. I know. Isn't that crazy? So literally he had to get him to not say nothing. So what if you're in a season right now where it feels as if you ain't got nobody to talk to? Have you ever been there? There's nobody that I can share this with because they can't handle what God is sharing with you. And so God may cause not you to be mute where you can't physically talk, but create a space for you where the only one that you can truly share what God is saying is to God. Because not even the people in your family can understand the depths of what it is that you are hearing in this place with God. Watch who you talk to about the revelation that you are getting from God. And I'm going to say this again. And if you're in a time where it feels as if it's mute, it's quiet, I don't have people, they don't understand where I'm at in my walk with God. That might be right where God wants you to be. Stop trying to bust your way into doors and talk to people about things that they don't understand. And you're so much trying to get them to understand the profound things that God is sharing with you that your mind is now shifting to their mind. Why? Because you're lowering your thinking to adapt to their thinking. Amen? Stop. Let me tell you. If there are people that God wants you, I'm not talking about you witnessing to people and telling them about Jesus. I am talking about mountaintop experience with God, revelation. I don't know if I was in the body, out of the body. I don't even know if this was real. I don't even know. Cameron, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. So I'm not going to try to because certain people ain't going to get it anyway. But have you ever talked to someone that you start sharing revelation from God and it starts saying, like, I got you, I'm right with you. You know why? Because that person has been in God's presence as well. And the revelation that God is sharing with you is at the same level of revelation that he is sharing with them. But don't you lower yourself trying to get people to understand revelation that's up here. Stop it. You're going to frustrate yourself and you're going to taint what you believed because you're going to try to meet them where they are. There is a different assignment to witness compared to, I just got something from God that is out of this mind. And you know what? I'm still trying to understand it. And if you're still trying to wrap your head around what God is saying to you, what makes you think somebody that is carnal is going to understand it? But that's my best friend. That's my person. Whatever phrase you use. But they've been going to church longer than I have. They should understand. Church attendance does not equate to deep revelation from God. But they serve on the deacon board. They should understand this deep revelation. Test the spirit by the spirit. See if they understand some minute things. If they don't, and they start sending you in a direction that goes against what God is saying, just be like, awesome. All right. Hey, I gotta go. Talk to you later. I'm out. Are y'all following that? Because I believe that at least 50% of the people in here, you are getting something from God and you're still wrapping your head around it. And God is saying, watch who you talk to with that. Amen. Watch who you talk to. Let's see if we can keep going. Will we be able to get to Mary? We will see. Do we pray believing that God will answer our prayers or do we just pray? Are y'all following that? Like, are we just like, God, I pray that you will, whatever it is, we pray that you will move and have your way in my life. Because that's what I heard somebody at church, Doris, when she was praying that, she said, she sounded like a really good person that pray. So I'm going to take some of what she prays and I'm going to include in my prayer, Lord, whatever Doris be praying. And then I'm include that in my prayer. But I'm really not believing God to answer my prayer. I'm just repeating the style of prayer that somebody else did. And that's what we call religion. But relationship is when I'm talking to God, I'm believing that he's listening to me and that if it's according to his will, he's going to answer my prayer. But Zacharias' response was almost like, hey, brother, are you expecting God to answer your prayer? Because you backed up real quick. Amen. Let's go through this real quick. Let's look at the difference with Mary. Now in the sixth month of what? The sixth month that Elizabeth was pregnant. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed or to be married to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Look at the difference between what the angel says to Mary and he said to Zacharias. The angel says to Mary, rejoice. Like, be full of joy because you're favored. But to Zacharias, he says, because your prayer is answered and you'll give birth, you're going to have joy. So earlier today, I said, do you believe that you are blessed and highly favored? If you believe that, say yes. All right. So you should be rejoicing. The angel hasn't even said anything else yet. But just upon the mere fact that you know that you are blessed of God is enough to cause you to rejoice. Amen? You say, but Pastor Will, if God answered that prayer, then I'm gonna rejoice. How about we rejoice just because we know that God is amazing in our life? But when she saw the angel, listen to this, she was troubled at his what? Saying, and considered what the manner of the greeting this was. What was the manner of greeting? The greeting was, rejoice, highly favored one. How many people in here, you back up? Like even when I said, do you believe you're blessed? You're kind of like, I don't know if I'm blessed like that. If I say, hey, or do you believe you're highly favored? I don't. What shook Mary was not the appearance of the angel per se. It's what the angel said. And some of us, it's not about the physical thing. It's who God is calling you to be. And we are afraid of the pronouncement that God has spoken over some of your lives. And I pray that that will be the only word I can think of. It will be broken. If you are afraid of who God has pronounced you to be, I pray that that be broken. And for some, that a mind be renewed in that area. She was not so much troubled at the appearance of this angel, Gabriel. I'm sure she was, I'll use the word shook by that, but she listened intently to what he said, and she was troubled by that. And she pondered and considered what manner of greeting this was. This word troubled, and this is the reason why I'm, if you can physically see this, it means that I'm going back and forth. For Zacharias, he was troubled because of everything that the angel or the appearance of the angel that came to him. And Mary is just troubled because of what the angel actually said. And she's going back and forth. And this is the reason why I'm saying you've got to watch who you take conversations to. Because if you're going back and forth, to and fro, trying to wrap your mind around it, if they're stronger than you, they will persuade you to move away from what God is saying. She was troubled. What causes us to be troubled? Is it the appearance or is it the saying? Some of us will back up. If God said to you today, whoever name, I'll use my name, William, I've called you to preach. Some of us will be like, I'm an old man and my wife is old. I can't do it. And we're troubled at what God is saying to us today. What do you hear God speaking to you today? Are you afraid of it? Worship will help. Scripture says perfect love cast out all fear. And that perfect love is a relationship that we have with God. Then the angel said to Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. That fear or that being afraid is literally the Greek word phobia. It means that I avoid. Have you ever avoided doing something that God has called you to do? And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great This is kind of going back to the song that we were singing. And he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And then Mary says to the angel, how can this be since I do not know a man? The difference between Mary asking a question and Zacharias' question is like, how can I be sure what you said is going to come true? Mary is saying, look, I haven't even been with anybody, so how is this going to happen? And the angel answered her and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And then he goes on to add some context. And indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now in her sixth month for her who was called barren. And we quote verse 37 a lot. For with God, nothing will be impossible. What was Mary's response? Mary said, behold, look at what she calls herself, the maidservant of the Lord, which means I don't belong to me, I belong to you. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel said, my assignment's done, I'm out of here. And so here it is today. Can this be our declaration? And this is part of this worship moment in our life. There's a song I was singing it, Alicia, I was singing it to myself. My life is not my own. To you I belong. And y'all probably heard that song. I give myself away. I give myself to you. Even if God answers your prayer, give it to God. Even if God comes and says, I'm choosing you, and that was nowhere in the realm of what you were asking God for, give that assignment and give it to God. So whether it's something that you've been wanting or something that you had no idea, just say, I am your servant, Lord. Here I am. Another song says, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.